Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Take what we can get on the 14th of September. You realize we're almost halfway through the month of September already? Unga bunga.
September's flying by.
Seven after the hour seem to be flying by. We're catching good things, though, and that's a good thing that we catch good things. In a manner of speaking, anyway, all of the things that are happening around the world are good, the things that we can be thankful for, if you will. And that's one of the things that I think I like, being able to start out each of our hours or each of the segments with things that have happened to people that are actually good. For example, there's the story floating around about a woman who can smell Parkinson's, who is helping scientists actually develop a test. This woman actually smells changes in a body, whether it's body odor, basically. That's what corresponds to things like the onset of Parkinson's. Dogs can do that, too, right?
I feel like we're hearing more of this, of whether or not people can smell ear infections or cavities.
What do they smell like? Is there a report listening to these people? Yeah, cavities especially. Certainly, I mean, you can smell B.O., there's nothing special about that. But she knew herself apparently to have a super sensitive, she had the nose and she used it. She wouldn't be able to go into the cleaning section of a supermarket, I guess, right? And then, I look at this and I think, this person, by the way, is a former doctor. Right? Is that what happened? Or she knew somebody that was a doctor? I put the pieces of this together.
Yeah, she can smell changes.
Joy Milne, I think, is M-I-L-N-E is her name, right?
It's less about the distinct smell, but it's about the change of body odor that corresponds to an onset of Parkinson's disease that she can figure out. It's like the nose.
Did she describe it, though? What the smell is, so we can pass it along to people who may have sensitive noses that are listening to us right now? Her husband was a former doctor. That we found out. We know that. She thought there's apparently some kind of... the Parkinson's will cause damage to a kind of skin oil. And so she went to smell the T-shirts of those who had been diagnosed with Parkinson's and those who hadn't. And she identified the shirts that belonged to the people who had Parkinson's, and she only missed once.
Except then 8 months later, that person ended up receiving a Parkinson's diagnosis. So even though it was wrong at the time, that
person had it. This is pretty amazing, isn't it? Huh? So can you develop this, or you just have it? You have it. Exercise, change of diet makes a big difference in people who come up with this sort of thing. I know the dogs smell cancer, I think. Isn't that how that works?
I believe that, yeah. It's cancer. Can dogs smell if there is a stroke or a seizure coming on? Because I know a lot of times people who have epilepsy or some kind of seizure-related illness, they have service animals who can tell if there is a seizure going on. But I don't know if that's a smell or if that's a different body signal.
I don't know. I think that has to do with epilepsy. I think you're right about that. I've heard that story. There are a lot of different connections to reality here, but this is really a potential very... what this person would hire herself out around the world, go smell people's shirts to see if they have Parkinson's. Yeah, anything's possible, I guess. But she's working with the doctors and the scientists to come up with a way... But just have, what, do they find out what is that an olfactory? Olfactory has to do with smelling, right?
Mm-hmm, yes.
And so is that...
Yeah, it's some kind of sebum that's in the skin oils.
All right, so there we are. With an interesting.
Not sebum. What is it? Sebum?
Sebum.
Sebum, right?
You're my doctor? I am Dr. Doug. I don't have a license. I sometimes practice medicine with Ken Kronos and Dr. Jack Stockwell. And you can hear those exciting adventures when you go to Good Day Health, the podcast that we have every week, gooddayhealthshow.com, and to catch up with me and my nose and them and their noses. Ken Starr, the independent counsel who was one of Bill Clinton was such, well, like most of our recent presidents, been very controversial. And Ken Starr was after him. It was political. He was a real right winger. He investigated and led the impeachment of Bill Clinton, passed away at the age of 76. He ended his legal career as president and chancellor of the St. Luke Medical Center in Houston. So that's where he's spent the last 6 years. There's this rehash of what happened to Clinton. He got himself into a little bit of trouble because there was a scandal at that school, concluding that the football team existed above the rules. Said the school under Starr's leadership discouraged students from reporting sexual assaults. But that's not the story of his life. Story of his life, he was a law professor, fairly interesting law. He started his career, I think, at Pepperdine out in Malibu. And he had positions at New York University School of Law and George Mason, all the conservative big schools around, mostly in California. But he became the independent counsel assigned to investigate the situation with Bill and Hillary, actually went into their investments, the Whitewater scandal, and I don't know. I found him to be a sort of a grudge matcher. Do you know what I mean? He was investigated. He was put into a situation because of his politics. And for me, it's the same rendering as the Supreme Court getting people on board who are politically left or right. I just think it's wrong. Anybody who has the law, it should be above politics. And in the case of Clinton, it wasn't. The Clintons have been rumored to have done a lot of things. I don't think anything was ever proven. You know, the old, if you got in their way, Hillary would have you killed, that kind of stuff. You know, those things. They were all of those rumors that were floating around for years about different things, different people, different circumstances. He was on the legal team of Trump as Trump was trying to defend himself against the impeachment charges that were branded against him.
He helped have one president impeached and helped have another president not be impeached.
Not impeached. Yeah, right. He never appealed to me. Not appeal, probably isn't that the word. He seemed like the wrong guy at the wrong time in the wrong position. And so there were a lot of people that thought he was a hero. Yeah, go get Clinton. He's a bum. But, you know, it's, is there more to life than all of this stuff when you get right down to it? We were just talking about how fast the time goes. And so you spend all this time. Look at all the political stuff that's been churning for years and years and years. Maybe it's good sport. People feel like it's, you know, it's kind of like a wrestling match. Right? You go watch these people yell at each other and wrestle for time or impact or, you know, results in some cases. Every day there's a different headline about Trump and everybody being after him. Is he really that bad? Is he that guilty of being that corrupt? Mm-hmm. They don't seem to be able to get anything on him. They have all these charges. Now his political action committee is being scrutinized in the last day or so. And the probe into fundraisers and what he did with the money and this new round of subpoenas issued seeking information about the committee and what they did with the money, what their practices were. Nobody knows what the scope of the probe is, and they just keep throwing things against the wall. Let's go get this guy. Let's go get that guy. Let's get this testimony. Let's get that testimony. Let's get this information. But where is it going? And how much money are the taxpayers forking up for all of this stuff?
What more divide is it causing as well? People, when Trump was in office, and a lot of things that people said that they didn't like about him seemed more opinion-based of a matter of morals. He wasn't presidential. He used Twitter and his own personal Twitter rather than the presidential Twitter.
He's
attacked
scoundrel.
People. He called people names.
Yeah.
Okay, well, yeah. That's kind of acting ugly, but is that he wasn't a politician. He was a businessman. So are we surprised? We knew who he was in the personality sense of what we've seen on TV, and
fired. That was what he was all about to the public.
but again, right? That's more opinion-based of one's thoughts of how another should act.
Yeah.
So what does that really matter for anything when you really break that down?
It doesn't. None of this stuff. The Clinton thing really didn't matter. It spoke to character. Okay. Look at the history of our country. This shows how badly history is taught. In my years of going through school, both high school, but I really focused in on it in the realities of the history of our country when I was in college, and political science studies brought me around to thinking that if you go back to the pretty much very beginning, I would say the first three or four presidents, by the time we got to Jefferson, things were they were tweaky. It wasn't that, look at all the good stuff that Jefferson did, but he was a no good SOB. He had sex with every slave that he owned and kids with him. And so, you know, you go up and down and look at some of these other characters who have been president, after the Grant, it was a horrible president. Harrison was a horrible president. And so, you know, the kinds of, he has sex with a little girl. I mean, it just goes on and on. Anyway, so I think we ought to sober up when it comes to some of that stuff. 18 after the hour.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-568-2790. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-568-2790. 800-568-2790.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Silver. Forever has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Day Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
This show is dedicated to the fact that there might be something else you might want to consider, that when we consider all the problems that people are having in the sense of national health statistics, there is hardly any person that escapes unscathed from some chronic affliction during their lifetime. Almost everybody that I see, and hardly anybody over the age of 50, does not have some kind of a chronic problem that's begun to show up in their life.
All Good Day Health Podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good advice. 23 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program, the 14th of September. It's Wednesday. Is it Wednesday already? It is, right? Wednesday. Oh, yeah.
I believe that's what they say. I don't
that's
know.
What they say. Yes. I know.
Again, no we're talking about
everything blurring into the next day. There's a Ryan Reynolds story that will help you out. And it has nothing to do with movies, but because he's well known, people are paying attention to something that he did, which is pretty important, is important for him, and could be very important for you. If that gets you intrigued, good. Stick around right after this. We'll get to that.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Now that the school year is underway, do you know how your child is doing in math? At Mathnasium, each student is provided with a customized learning plan based on an individual assessment. They'll get the live face-to-face instruction they need, either in-center or online, to accelerate their math skills and take on the rest of the school year with confidence. Join over a million parents who have trusted Mathnasium to give their children an edge in math. To learn more and to schedule a free consultation, visit us at Mathnasium.com. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math.
So, Jay, this is an interesting focus on something Ryan Reynolds did as he had a colonoscopy. We're all supposed to have colonoscopies starting. I think they moved it down to 45. It was 50. I had my first colonoscopy when I was 50. I've had three, I think, since then. Mm-hmm. He's 45 years old. And he discovered the doctor discovered what was described as a subtle polyp on his colon during his colonoscopy, first one. And he was actually broadcasting it, right? Was he on Facebook or something? Where did he... He was, this is important,
YouTube.
By the way, for a minute.
Yeah, it was
on
a YouTube video uploaded to his page, and he was saying how normally he doesn't have any kind of medical situations broadcast or test or anything, but because there's still such a stigma around getting colonoscopies.
There is.
And a
lot of people
will put off the procedure. He decided to, along with his Wrexham Soccer Club co-chairman, Rob McElhenney, who is on It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, they decided to go into this together, and they both broadcast their colonoscopies. Mm-hmm. And while Rob, his doctor found three, which the doctor said that they were extremely subtle, not a big deal or anything like that. However, Ryan Reynolds' doctor was like, yeah, no, the polyp we found could have gotten potentially dangerous. So it's good that, like, this really actually could have saved your life.
This is one of the most preventable cancers by having these exams. I remember, and I say this, I remember going on the air the day after I had it done, and people were disgusted with me because I said that the doctor told me my colon was wonderful, pink, and healthy. And when I talked to Ken about it, and I think I talked to Jack about it, they said it's because I take an aspirin every day. Aspirins are good for it. But anyway, don't mess around. Starting at 45, this is one thing in the system you ought to do. Colonoscopies, especially for men. Thanks to Ryan Reynolds for that. 28 past the hour.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
Joining me for a return engagement, that sounds very formal, Elizabeth Miller from Calibran is here with the Labor Day sale. But if you expect to lose weight and be healthy and to do it safely, you're not going to do it by losing 30 pounds in a month.
It's losing weight the right way by giving your body back exactly what it needs to rev up your metabolism naturally. Your muscles are becoming more defined. They're back like when you were younger, you know, so it does help with natural energy throughout your day. It's great for sleep at bedtime. And then, of course, over time, you're going to start seeing the inch loss and the pound loss. Right now, we've got our huge Labor Day sale up, buy three, get three free. Toploss.com. You can do that by phone. Our number is toll free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And don't forget to use the promo code DOUG, D-O-U-G. That's going to get you free shipping on all your Calitrin orders, too.
Calitrin, not a drug, not a stimulant, not a quick fix, not a fad. It is something that works.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A federal judge has approved the release of a less redacted version of the affidavit for the FBI raid on President Trump's home. On Tuesday, Magistrate Judge Bruce Reinhardt had ordered the additional partial unsealing of the affidavit. The document shed more light on the Biden Department of Justice's reasoning behind the Mar-a-Lago raid, but many questions still remain. A mail package minimally exploded on the campus of Northeastern University in Boston late Tuesday. The college said a staff member suffered minor injuries. Philippe Colon is with the Boston PD.
On arrival, they located a 45-year-old male who is a staff member suffering from minor hand injuries relative to a package that had exploded.
Authorities said another suspicious package was found near a prominent art museum, and the FBI was assisting in the investigations. USA Radio News.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Show.
The story this week of a mother who was hospitalized with pretty serious injuries after she fought off a tiger that was trying to take her 15-month-old baby. The tiger pounced from the bushes. I mean, this is like a movie, right?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, the tiger was trying to take the child and drag it into the woods, and the mom fights a tiger up with her bare hands.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
34 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Jay Kirstner, Doug, here together to celebrate the Wednesday program, the 14th of September. Listening to that promo reminds me, the rescue sort of thing. This has been a month or two of all kinds of things happening to people. The alligator stories, here's another one. This guy from Florida who survived, he encountered an alligator who ripped off his arm, and then he got lost in the swamp for 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
How could you survive with the if your arm is ripped? This is the question here. So all the blood that would come normally be going into your arm, if there's nothing there, then how did he keep the blood? This would be my question for him. Eric Murda was swimming across Lake Manatee when a 7-foot-long alligator attacked him and ate his arm. He looked over and there was this gator, he said. I went to swim, like Olympic-style swimming, and get out of there. The alligator grabbed my arm from the outside. He tried to seek help, but realized he was lost.
Yeah.
And he wandered around for 3 days. Agony. What happened to him?
Yeah. How did he survive on so many levels? Not bleeding out, not drowning, not getting eaten fully or attacked by another alligator.
Yeah.
Absolutely astounding. He emerged from the swamp naked with one arm, basically reborn, and he was... Mm-hmm. Moving towards being a motivational speaker and talking to not just about survival in the sense of an alligator attack, but survival, period, and the metaphor about it, and to always rise up from your experiences and to keep going. And this is astounding.
This is an artificial reservoir, in a sense. Swamps, there are a lot of pockets of these things all over Florida, especially central Florida. Why you would go? The other question is, what the heck? Is Lake Manatee is known for having... I remember when I was working in Florida, there were always incidents of alligators chasing people around or eating dogs or, you know, whatever else was around. I just think people are so silly. Anytime there's a man-made lake or a natural lake, you got to look out for alligators because they're all over the place down there.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of them have signs that say...
Yeah,
you know,
don't feed the alligators. There have been 22 alligator bites in Florida this year. 22. And there was the one guy that got bit in the face. Ugh. That guy, what do you do? There's one guy who died, that 47-year-old guy who died after he was injured by the alligator in Lake Taylor. That's in Largo, Florida. Three people have died this year.
Yeah. Right. Absolutely. It's just horrible. Yeah. I remember the one guy who went outside for like a cigarette or something at a motel and heard rustling in the bushes and thought it was a dog and went over to see, and all of a sudden this alligator pops out.
Yeah, no. Stay in your room and stop smoking. That's a good way for you to live a little bit longer. Other rescues in the news here. A helicopter in Colorado. So this guy's lost, apparently. And he's yelling, screaming. It's like a movie, right? Help! Help! The pilot says he thought he was saying hi.
Yeah, we can laugh about this now because he was rescued.
Yeah,
but
okay.
The sign for needing help is to wave both of your arms. And waving is just when you have only one arm waving with the other arm to the ground. And
do hikers
kind of like
know that
hello.
And do pilots know that? I never even heard that before until you just told me.
I didn't know
never
this
that.
Either. But just the fact that this person had only one arm waving, the rescue helicopter pilot thought he was just waving, hey, saying, hey, what's up? Didn't realize that he was lost and in distress and needed help. Hmm. So they left.
That poor guy. So how long was it before somebody came to, or did he figure his own way out of wherever he was? I mean, sooner or later,
I think there were more helicopters, and somebody did.
He was by himself, or was he hiking with somebody else? You never go hiking by yourself in a place, especially if you don't really know.
Well, and I feel like we've heard so many stories about this recently, too, of people getting lost, and some are found, some are not, some are in groups, and then one person wanders off because they're trying to find the road or go get help to bring help back. But it's like, but if you're lost and you do make your way to go get help, how do you know how to tell help where to go again? Just everyone stay together anyway.
Right. This is Surprise Lake in Colorado. Surprise! I'm lost! And... please come find me. Anyway, the situation, put yourself, that's what I'm thinking as I'm looking through the info here. Imagine you being in this circumstance. Any of these stories that we talk about that are sort of related to the alligator, imagine being in that circumstance. What would you do? Same thing here. What would you do if you were lost in the wilderness? And whether there was a pilot around or not, just what is your mettle? What are you made of? There are a lot of people who could make it and some people who couldn't. And I think it has to do a lot with how you take care of yourself, how you're brought up, what sort of things are you taught. People are not taught survival anymore. I remember when I was a kid, you maybe remember it too. I don't know whether you had those experiences. What's the name of the camp? I've forgotten. I sent both my children to a camp that was all about living in the wilderness. What the heck was the name of the camp? They went for a week. Megan loved it. Brendan hated it. I remember picking him up at the end of the camp, and I looked at this kid, and I thought, my God, what in the world have we done to our son?
He aged 40 years.
Oh, my God. He hated it. Yeah. Megan thought it was fabulous. She went back, I think, another year of it. And Megan needed it, too. She was having a tough time, I think, with a number of things. And it was just good. At any rate, so there's one more rescue. Here's 50 people rescued after a mudslide trapped a bunch of cars in California with all the rain that they had. You know, they had a lot of rain and mud. You know, the debris, that this is something that I'm used to spending as much time as I do in Southern California. It usually happens in the spring, though. It's usually the spring rains. But they had 2 inches of rain in 24 hours. Mm-hmm. And because everything is so dry, and the soil hasn't got any moisture, it doesn't have anything to hold it together, when the rain hits it, down it goes, because the fires that they have burn up all the stuff that would hold the, if in fact things can grow.
Stop it up a little bit.
Yeah, I remember plenty of times driving up the Pacific Coast Highway from the Pacific Palisades into Malibu and places north of there. And it would be, the roads would be shut down for 3 or 4 days. They have to bring out crews and big loaders to clear the debris off the road. And so here's a circumstance where people in the, so you can imagine, again, put yourself in this circumstance where the mud comes down so fast. It's, again, this is what movies are made of. Mm-hmm. I guess real life situations. Reminds me. That, remember that movie that Pierce Brosnan was in with Linda, what's her face? It was Mount something or other. The mountain blew up and there was mudslides everywhere, and it just, you know, it was Hollywood, but it was still kind of what it looks like. And there's still a lot of this kind of thing going on in various places around L.A. County.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the videos are astounding, because when you think of a mudslide, maybe without seeing it, I always kind of thought of not just muddy water, but not as thick as it is. This stuff is like lava coming down, but mud.
It
is so thick, and it was moving so fast.
You wonder. But it makes for a good, scary newscast. Let's be scared of this storm. It was a tropical storm, which is very rare in Southern California. And then all the folks said, climate change, look at what it's doing. It's bringing much-needed rain. That's what it's doing to Southern California. Yeah, there was a flash flood warning, I think, through yesterday. But the tropical storm coming within striking distance of California is not a frequent item. And so along the Pacific coast, usually south of there, the Baja is where they see these things if it comes in. But anyway, so there are a lot of rescues, a lot of people holding their breath thinking, am I going to make it through this? So survival, though, it's very, we were talking about Ryan Reynolds and his colonoscopy, and how that's another one of these, that sort of is a, he's helped a lot of people with his outreach, and there are various types of rescues, if you will, various things that you can do to help people survive. And in his case, I was thinking, as we were talking about that, Ronald Reagan went in for a colonoscopy when he was president, and they found a whole bunch of polyps. And I remember how, as an example, with that circumstance and his experience and what they did to fix the problem, because he never had colon cancer, became a national, it helped a national movement. It was the first time I remember been so much focus on it, for so many people having colonoscopies. And that was back in the time when you're supposed to get them at 50. And every 5 years, I think now I was told about it every 10 years. But anyway.
Yeah. Well, and it also goes to show not only with colonoscopies, but other things, how much can be going on where we don't have symptoms and we don't even know what's happening. That's why the wellness visits are so important, not just to go to your doctor when something's actually wrong, but go for those wellness visits. Go for the routinely scheduled checkups and procedures, because, again, when there's no symptoms showing, we don't know.
Yeah, exactly. In a moment, speaking of symptoms, and while we're in L.A. County, let's talk about monkeypox right after this.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike feels like he's capable of a little more than just trips to the convenience store.
Oh, also, he wants to let you know that you can buy a gallon of ice cream instead of a pint every time. Those are his words. So he said roughly like, blink the last wheel. It doesn't really translate, but the way he said it was super funny.
Get 24/7 roadside assistance with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Roadside assistance subject to policy terms and limits and may require comprehensive coverage.
If you have a small business, Staples has your sign.
Banners for my bakery?
Staples has your sign.
Oh, posters for my new pet store.
Floor decals for a pharmacy.
Every day, Staples associates help every kind of small business create bold signs to make big impressions. And now get $10 off custom signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. This is your sign, so print it big at Staples. N101. Visit staplesconnect.com/thisisyoursign for details.
You could save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, but when we just come out and say it, it feels like it falls a bit flat. So we're going to use humor. But we don't want to insult your intelligence, so nothing too goofy. And we need to avoid any polarizing topics. Oh, and it has to be about how you can save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive. You know what? Maybe humor is a bad idea. Yeah, it's never going to work. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Other banks go out of their way to make redeeming credit card rewards needlessly complicated, like how they require minimums or force you to use your rewards before reaching some arbitrary expiration date. But Discover isn't like that. With Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount, at any time, so you'll never have to jump through hoops. Unless you're like a trapezist, then by all means, go right ahead. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply.
So, monkeypox in Los Angeles County, the news is that somebody has died from monkeypox, which is pretty unusual. The resident who died had a compromised immune system, and that'll get you, that was when you go down to the bottom line with COVID, the weak people who haven't got a good, you know, young people, old people, and this person, I believe, was gay, and oftentimes, and I don't mean this to sound prejudicial, but oftentimes gay men seem to have a more compromised immune system than men who are not gay. And I'm making that only observationally, not scientifically, that comment. Anyway, this person had been in the hospital anyway, severely immunocompromised. Center for Disease Control said that this is the first death, apparently, from the disease. And that's, you know, that happens with this sort of stuff and lots of other things as well. Because this is the newest designer disease, it gets all the headlines. I think I've said many times since this all started that monkeypox is not anything for the average person who is average health or better to worry about. It does spread through close skin-to-skin contact. There are things that will happen, your body will ache, you'll have a rash, that sort of stuff. But there's plenty of the things as simple as penicillin, I think. Only a handful of deaths worldwide have been reported. So again, it's a story, it's something to know about. The reason I tell you, I would not normally have told you the story, but because I think it's so overblown, there is this one circumstance. A lot of men who are gay, bisexual, that sort of stuff, are at risk, according to doctors. Anyway, that's that story, and now it's 10 before the hour.
This is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product fact I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Family and food news at 53 past the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. So let's visit Starbucks, because here's the recall of the day, Jay. Possible contamination. The popular drink sold in retail stores. It's not in the Starbucks store, but in the grocery store where they sell Starbucks stuff.
Yeah, this is the, like, pre-made stuff that you
right.
buy and stick in your fridge.
Yep.
There's metal fragments in it, because why not?
Lovely. Oh, yeah, right, exactly. This is real quality control. Good job, Starbucks. Very good. Starbucks vanilla espresso, the triple shot. There are foreign materials in it. So if you have some of this stuff in your refrigerator, don't throw it away. Bring it back to the store and say, I want my money back. Anyway, so this is the recall effects. 221 cases of this stuff. There are 12 bottles in each of the cases. Arkansas, Florida, Illinois, Indiana, Oklahoma, Texas, Arizona. All those states have got some of this stuff in it. And so this was something that started. Actually, they started paying attention to this on the 15th. Why did it take a month for everybody to know about it? That would
yeah.
be... I mean, look at all the metal-related recalls that we've talked about the last couple of months. The Stouffer Biscuit Company recalling containers of Market Pantry white fudge animal cookies.
Mm-hmm.
Most of those were sold at Target stores.
And I do get it. Like, sometimes equipment breaks or something happens. And this isn't one of the foodborne illnesses that is causing a recall. But you're right, Doug, because the recall was initiated August 15th, and it didn't make it to the FDA website until September 8th.
Yeah, right. And you look at all the other things. Remember when Mars Candy, the Wrigley gum stuff, the candy varieties, they had pieces of metal in it, and the quality control here is lacking because there isn't enough oversight. These people are left. Remember how the best example of lack of government oversight, which we're paying for as taxpayers, sometimes I think there's too much, but when the Boeing folks were told by the government, oh, it's okay, you can inspect your own planes, how'd that work out for the two planes that crashed with all those people dying? And so I'm not much on farm regulation, but when it comes to the companies, because all these companies are getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, this company, Starbucks, belongs to the drink stuff, PepsiCo, Pepsi-Cola. All right? A lot of these, they're the ones that make these Starbucks drinks. So, anyway, there's a warning. Word to the wise is sufficient, so they say. Chipotle cracking down on viral $3 burritos. There's a hack. Put the kibosh to people going in with, you want a $3 burrito? But they can, I thought these things were online. No?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, you can order it from the mobile app, or basically you just get the tortilla and then you ask for a whole bunch of different sizes and then you build it yourself. And what
yeah,
it,
how do you
the problem
keep it
is,
from just somebody make a copy of it? You know, people are pretty clever these days.
Oh, well, that's right? The problem. Yeah, people were figuring this out and it was really bothering with quality, not quality control, but it was taking up so much time for people to constantly do this. Mm-hmm. And then they're only being charged $3 and so that's just a regular burrito.
I kind of like Chipotle for a change. Yeah, the rice and beans and stuff. You ever stop for a meal at Chipotle?
Yeah. They're not too bad.
No. Not too
bad. The tofu is a little bit rough. The sofritas.
No. I don't eat that kind of stuff anyway. I just like the beans and stuff. The veggies are good. And there's good salad stuff. Anyway, enough promotion for them. There's a story about mice being hand-fed. We'll talk about that after this.
For eligible individuals 18 and older only, results vary. Audio effects do not simulate actual hearing aid experience. See website for details and important safety information.
How are your hearing aids sounding now?
A little tinny.
Okay, 2 seconds.
With hearing aids from Lively, everything is done remotely in the comfort of your home, from initial testing to adjustments.
How are they sounding now?
Fantastic. With Lively, you get premium Bluetooth-enabled hearing aids at thousands less than you might expect. Advanced hearing aid technology is now affordable and convenient. Your hearing aids are sent right to your door. And if you have any issues, we'll make adjustments 7 days a week for 3 years. No charge. Oh, you people at Lively are wonderful. With Lively hearing aids, you get free shipping, 3 years of follow-up care included free, plus a 3-year warranty with loss and damage coverage. You can't lose.
I hear better than I ever thought possible.
And now through Labor Day, get $300 off all rechargeable models. Just go to listenlively.com. That's listenlively.com. listenlively.com.
All right, so anyway, there's this quick story. I haven't got time for a lot of it. The mice family that moves into the village built by a gardener, hand-fed flowers every day. It's nirvana for mice. Kind of a cute story. 59 after the hour here on Good Day.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.